Hello friends, Steve Murphy with you once again with the stars forecast as of Monday, the 5th of June 2023. Always a pleasure to talk to you each week, and there's always something new to tell you as we progress through these weeks ever so quickly. We are on the tail end of a full moon that we had in Sagittarius. It peaked on Sunday here in Australia. So this week we're also seeing a few things come to light. The effect of the full moon gears up about 4 to 5 days prior to it, and then 3 to 4 days after a full moon. So you're probably seeing a few things come to light as a result of the full moon. That's what the full moon means. It puts a big spotlight on circumstances, relationships, and situations. So if you've been dealing with certain things, or something has come full circle, or you're resolving an issue, starting afresh, it's probably been over these last few days and even up until Wednesday of this week. This is Steve Murphy. Welcome to another brand new week, and we're looking at Monday moving forward from the 5th of June 2023. Aries, how is this week shaping up for you? You're putting your ideas into action. The week highlights work and activities that you will be interested in. Not too much to report to you this week. There is a lot of communication that's still going on around you. So you're probably choosing your words, even how you speak, how you write, how you text. This is a sensitive issue with you at the moment. So you're choosing your words wisely, and there is meaningful dialogue in everything that you are communicating your message. For some of you, not so, but there will be periods and even moments from time to time where you're careful of what you're saying. The first few days of the week, so we're looking at Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday for you, Aries. You could be dealing with authority figures. You look to be work-focused here, but the mood will lighten up from Wednesday afternoon even into Saturday. You could be exposed to more activity involving friendships here. But the good news is that you have got the planet of expansion and abundance and good luck, Jupiter. It is in your money house. So you may not see this immediately, but over the next 12 months, certainly there's going to be growth here in your finances. So look out for this. It could be within investment, superannuation, banking. It can even come through relationships around you, even a pay rise, or are you looking at opportunities here with your money? So good news with finances over the next 12 months. And this hasn't been happening around you since 2010, 2011, moving into 2012. So trace back to those years when you were experiencing growth in your finances. It's happening now for you. Good luck, Aries. Taurus, this week for you, as of the 5th of June, your interests centre around finances too, over the next 2 weeks at least. Wages, investments and expenditure, they will all come under the spotlight for you. This is only for another couple of weeks. I feel there's some issues here to be sorted out for you. But the big news is that the planet of growth, good luck and expansion and abundance, it's actually in your sign for the first time in 12 years, Taurus. So this is also, when you think about it, really, it's also looking at a period of your life that's coming to a close in a way. And you're moving forward here. You're moving into an area which is bringing in new people, new growth, new exciting times for you. And this is a long haul period for you. So look out for opportunities, which I don't think you'll have to work for, by the way, or work too much at. This brings people towards you that are certainly going to be advantageous to your future. It does have a female edge, more so than a male edge. So you could be seeing a lot more female energy coming into you. It certainly brings in optimism around you, and possibly even young energy here with children. But I'm more inclined to say that it's got a female energy, and it's going to bring in growth here also with your finances. As I talk to you about this, I get a vision of a great big sunlight aura around you. So it's going to bring in this sense of optimism, certainly reflective in your relationships, Taurus. So look out for this. Quite exciting, and I'll be telling you more about this over the next few months. Good luck, though, at the moment with your money. Gemini, this week for you, as of the 5th of June, you're at the beginning of a new start in your life at the moment. The sun is shining in your sign, so it's goodbye to the past in many ways, not literally, but you're certainly having this new attitude, this new sense of optimism around you. The sun is currently in your sign. It's there for another couple of weeks. So there's new ways of thinking and planning that are getting underway around you. There are some issues that are important to talk with regarding partners here up until about Wednesday. You're certainly working through these issues here. They could have something to do with shared arrangements or just coming to an agreement of sorts. But the mood will lighten up, but certainly in your favour from Wednesday through until Saturday. And I would say here you're doing a lot of socialising. There could be something new with regarding a skill to pick up. There's something new to adopt or to even adapt to. And this could have a senior figure around it. From Thursday to Friday, but it sort of peters out by the weekend. But it's a good thing here that's going on around you, Gemini. Good luck. Cancerians, this week for you, as of the 5th of June, some days can seem like you're going through the motions. However, this week is great for all of your relationships. You're in a cycle here where it's best to advise you just to not rush, just to wind down a little bit. You don't necessarily have to think about everything that you're doing here, Cancerians, but just take your time. You're in no hurry here. You don't have to perform for anybody at the moment. There's very good news here around you, just around the corner. It's about 8 to 9 days away. But we're looking at a rebirth of sorts here. New energy, new optimism, and new enthusiasm. So don't be in a rush here at the moment to fulfill plans or do anything. Just take each day as it comes. There is a bit of a clean out of sorts, or you may be prepared at the moment to just dispose of several things, whether these are material interests or just your way of thinking. You're ready for this new activity, new emotion, new energy that's coming in around you, and just let it come to you. Relationships, however, they are important this week. They may tend to press your buttons, and I feel there's a fair few meetings in around you. But this week you could be learning something new, by the way. It's not a threatening thing around you. It's quite enjoyable. So a good week on the cards here for you. Leo, plenty of activity going on around you at the moment. This week, however, has you looking after your health, and friends will certainly keep you busy, but try getting some rest when you can. When I say you're looking at your health, you're just wanting to feel good, you're wanting to feel better, you're taking precautions around you. You're wanting to feel good here. So there could be consultations here with professional types. You may be having just checkups here, but it's not an overwhelming thing, Leo, so don't be too concerned about it. What is happening around you at the moment is an appreciation of you from the people that you know. So there's plenty of contacts here going on. You, in turn, may want to reach out to people that you know and keep in contact with them. So when I say here, looking after your health, don't overdo it from a social set of circumstances. Plenty of really great things going on around you at the moment. We do have Venus, the planet of love and luxury. It is resting in your sign at the moment. So there's a great part of you that's looking very, very attractive towards others. I mean, generally, you are, Leo. You're ruled by the sun. So what does that represent? Light. Welcome. Hello, everybody. The sun's ruling you, Leo. So you are very, very inviting towards a lot of people, but here is Venus bolstering all of this around you at the moment. It could also be creating some expenditure, some luxuries, a requirement of the good life or just a demand of it. So you do have expensive taste at the best of times, but here is Venus entering in, even bolstering that at the moment. It's putting gold doorknobs on doors, to use a metaphor, so to speak, and you're willing to open them up. So it's an interesting sort of thing to say to you, but this is what's going on around you. And also, as of today, we have Mars, which is moving into your sign, but it's going to be moving into Virgo on July 10. But with Venus coming up to meet Mars, of course, in your sign, it's giving you a lot of sexual presence, for want of a word. So you're looking very, very attractive to a lot of people at the moment, Leo. You should be feeling this, and it's going to bring a little bit more luxury and suave atmosphere into your life and all of your meetings at the moment. So if it's not happening, get out there and meet people, because your energy is very, very magnetic. I'll be telling you a few more of these details over the next few weeks in my report. Leo, you're shining. Good luck. Virgo, this week for you, as of the 5th of June 2023, keep focused at the moment on all of your personal achievements and goals, despite some misunderstandings that could otherwise be around you from time to time. Meetings with powerful types could be likely this week. This is a nice week for you, especially up until Wednesday. So we're looking at Monday, Tuesday and Wednesday. Take advantage of some of this really nice energy around you. I feel there's quite creative types around you. You, on the other hand, could also be feeling creative. But the week ahead and next week, of course, it is a little bit serious. And the reason why I say that is because there could be people around you who could be in the shadows. They could also be there in the background. They're interested in you. So this I would look more so from a work or a career perspective. So keep alert, keep active here with opportunities around your work and also your career. You, on the other hand, could also be very focused here in this area, and it may have people from overseas. But when I say this seriousness is around you regarding your work, these are people who want you to get it right. They want you to get it right, and especially for yourself, because this is the beginning of a cycle through partnerships mostly that represents forward-moving optimism that's coming into your life. And the reason why I say that is because Saturn, I call it the big school teacher planet, it's directly opposite your sign in the sign of Pisces. So with partnerships around you at the moment, those who are coming into your life and those that are significant, even if it's a marriage, it is very, very important, not only to you, but also to your future. So don't misunderstand anything that may come to you in a serious manner at the moment. In other words, here, just go with the flow. But there's a lot of supportive energy. It's a little bit serious through partnerships at the moment. And this is not just now, it's also ongoing. This week also is about your career and your work. So keep focused. Good luck, Virgo. The Stars with Steve Murphy. Welcome to another brand new week, Libra. We're looking at the 5th of June 2023. For you, Libra, the scales sign. When I say to you, find a job, I'm not talking at you, I'm talking to you here. Find a job, a skill, an activity, or a subject, and just stick to it. Nothing serious to tell you this week, Libra. Perhaps I'm just looking for something to say, but it is about you enjoying whatever it is that you do. Put a little bit of heart and soul into it, just for your own well-being. Things may appear to you at the moment to be moving along a little too slowly, but Monday to Wednesday, you're really more focused on your home life here. So enjoy your home. And from the last part of the week, so we're looking at Thursday, Friday, even into Saturday, enjoy these invitations or this loveliness, for want of a word, that comes through associations around you. They could be with your children. If they're not your children, they could be other children. or other people's, perhaps neighbours, but not necessarily so. But this is more a creative cycle here for you in the later part of the week. Very nice vibes around you. Everything from religion to education to the internet to foreign people, foreign interests, countries. That's a very wide spectrum. But when you look at how the next couple of weeks are travelling, you could be interested in a raft of these things. Just one more thing, Libra, be careful of misplacing things this week. Note down anything that is important to you, even if it's jewellery, documents, information. Make sure you know where you are placing it, because you don't want to get through the next 8 to 10 days or so wondering where something or whatever it is that's important to you, where it particularly is. So write down or make a note of everything that you're dealing with that's important to you at the moment. Good luck, Libra. Scorpio, this week for you, as of the 5th of June, be patient in all communications with others, as you may wish to see things speed up at the moment. Are things moving a little too slowly? The worst thing you can do is probe into any situation or make demands upon others. Things will work out. Everything takes its time, of course, but this week it's just wise to let things flow. What could this possibly be? It has something to do with significant others. So whether this is partnerships, business associations, people that you're dealing with, this has a lot to do with shared interests, communication with others in order to see things moving along smoothly. It's not all about you at the moment. It's all about people that you're dealing with. So you will find there's a course of negotiation and patience, basically, that's required. The week is dominated with talks concerning others. It's not serious. It's just the way things work, as in a system, order, and a routine fashion. And you'll be aware of this over the next few days. There is something that is to do with foods or nourishment or fluids. Are you particular with a diet of sorts? This is also going to pop up over the next few days, even if it's into the next week. And there could be something to do here with a parent figure, mostly to do with the end of the week. So we're looking at Wednesday into Friday. Could be a mother or a motherly figure, but are you dealing here with somebody who's in the family that needs a little more love, attention, or care? I'll leave it up to you to consider that, Scorpio. Good luck. Sagittarius, this week for you, as of Monday, the 5th of June, a female figure may have a lot to say around you at the moment. Not necessarily important, it's just something to consider. What's working with others and what is not working will help you make decisions over these next few days. But the headline here for you, Sagittarius, is that we do have Leo and Venus in a fellow fire sign, which is Leo. This is sending on very nice vibes, easygoing vibes towards you. And it could be creating some good moments here with your relationships. Lots to consider here with your money or money issues in the first 3 days of the week. This lightens up after Wednesday, of course, and you have plenty of communication. You could be signing documents which represents some form of validation or communication in the last part of the week. So we're looking at Thursday through to Friday. Many of you may be considering trips or travel, and I just ask you to take a little bit more time in considering this. Don't rush into anything connected with travel from Thursday to Friday. You'll know what I mean. Just take your time with this. There needs to be a little bit more research involved with this. But have a great week, regardless, Sagittarius. Capricorn, this week for you, as of the 5th of June 2023, you start off the week with the happy moon in your sign until Wednesday. This is going to give you more confidence. It's just going to give you a sense of peacefulness. For many of you, in inverted commas, life is good and it's empowering, and you will feel this in the first 3 days of the week. Again, for you, don't be rushing into any decision. Use the first 3 days of this week to just sit and ponder, if you will, over many things to consider. Could be everything from your home life to your life in general, your finances, your plans, your long-term future. But you're basically here at peace because the moon, which is also your love planet, by the way, it's in your sign and it's making you feel at peace. This week, you may want to be in touch with a professional type of person, whether this is a somebody from the medical industry, a doctor, a counselor, a dentist, somebody that makes you feel good or you're setting out to improve yourself with. There could be some consultations here around you. The week is basically about you, Capricorn, and you'll be allowed the energy to just focus on yourself. So enjoy. Aquarius, this week for you, as of the 5th of June, pleasant stars continue to shine around you, and you could feel lifted by children in some way. If it's not your children, it's certainly a young energy around you. It's creative. It's making you feel good here. And Wednesday, Thursday and Friday of this week coming up, these are your best days. So it doesn't necessarily mean Monday and Tuesday are going to fall in a heap. The last part of the week is just you feeling good about life and feeling good about yourself. So I suggest that there's going to be some support around you. I want to come back to birthdays that are of January 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 26. If you have a birthday in the first 6 days in the sign of Aquarius, you're certainly feeling some energy around you at the moment and you're being called upon to make decisions. Now, this is only going to be intense up until about the 11th of June. It does drop off a little bit here, but you're certainly in this cycle of life where the past is making you feel a little bit restless and you're wanting to move on. You're wanting to feel empowered. You're wanting to look at this new life, this new setup. It's going to affect all Aquarians at some point, mostly from the middle part of 2024. But these birth dates I mentioned, January 20 through to January 26, you're going to be empowered of sorts. And you're certainly thinking here a lot about your future. I'll be telling you a lot more about this, Aquarians, in your future, but stand by for a revolution of sorts that's going on in your life. It's exciting. You've never experienced this in your lifetime. You can certainly look forward to this, and I'll be telling you more about this in future reports. Good luck, Aquarians. Pisces, let's look at you from Monday, the 5th of June, 2023, and you're here at the last part of my reading always. And if in future you would just like to speed up and go through the star signs, rush straight to your chart prediction, do that finally. It's just a matter of just fast forwarding through the script. But so much going on here in your chart. We have Saturn and Neptune. Neptune, of course, is your ruling planet. It's in your sign. It's been there for some years now, and it's meant to be empowering you. Perhaps it's also making you sometimes feel you were away from where you are currently, and it can give you a dreamy sort of state. So in dealing with people and situations, be careful. Not always, but just be aware that you could be dealing with some situations that are appearing like smoke and mirrors, which is often the very nature of Neptune. But it's also dreamy and luxurious and glamorous, and it's asking you, Pisceans, to reinvent your life in some way. If you can't find a release for this energy, throw yourself into music or film. Anything to do with the sea, the ocean. These are also industries and ways of life that can also enhance you. For many of you, you are also brilliant with computers. What does the computer sector mean for you? It also represents television, film, the surreal. See where I'm coming at with all of this? This is Neptune. This is your ruling planet, Pisces. So these are growth industries that can also be brilliantly successful for you, and where you, if you throw yourself into these industries, mostly this has to do with computers, a lot to do with computers. What's the big thing at the moment that's taking over computers? It's artificial intelligence. And many of you should be, or could be, even throwing yourself into this just investigate this, if you will. It's not for all of you, but for many of you, it will be. And it's quite exciting, and it could be extremely beneficial for you. Let's come back to this week. You may be considering purchases to use in your home. Living conditions seem to be a priority at the moment, not overly so, but you're just making sure that everything is running smoothly around you. This will last over the next couple of weeks, by the way, and if it's not necessarily your home, it could also be your family. So your marriage, your relationships, the home, there's a very nice warm feeling here. The sun is shining on this area of your life. So there could be some growth opportunities, or you tidying up things within your home, or even considering new ventures with your home, downsizing, upsizing. There's a raft of things we could look at here, but it's all about your home, and the sun is shining in this area of your life. The moon is also in an area of your life that is enhancing friendships, networking, communications with others this week, and it's also giving you a sense of confidence. The moon also represents a spotlight, so these areas of your life are also highlighted this week. Life's a bit serious here at the moment. You're getting a little bit more serious than you have done in previous years. You can thank the planet Saturn, which is also in your life at the moment. It's building structure, purpose. It's building the foundations for a very fortuitous and very seriously applied future here. And I'll be telling you more about this, Pisceans, in the future. Don't be fearful of this. It's quite exciting. So you've got people coming in that are going to help rebuild this future here. So there must be a few things here that are on the sidelines, ready to be flicked away and pushed away, because Saturn is going to be bringing in new valued structures into your life, whether these be through your initiative or through partnerships. It's quite exciting, but I'll have more to tell you in future reports. Well, that was a long journey today of sorts. I hope you got something out of this report that I have written for you this weekend. It's quite an exciting time. Every day is different. The planets are always moving, and it's always a pleasure to bring an astrology forecast for you. Thank you for being on our site today and also on my personal Facebook pages. I'll see you again next week with another updated report. This is Steve Murphy. I'll leave you with my favorite saying, as always: what you want, it wants you to by now.